God bless you.
Thank you
again for coming out and joining with us, gathering around the word of God.
Thank you, Lord.
God is good. He's worthy to be praised. I am thankful to be with you once again. And we're still going through our portion of keeping your heart open to receive.
Yes.
In my quiet time, I was blessed by the song. And when I heard it, it just kind of got you back to where you're supposed to be. Mm-hmm. And just saying, yes, Lord, you know, open my heart so I can receive more of you. Just, you know, I know the thoughts and the plans that you have for me are good, and they're never of evil. But Lord, just, I thank you for taking that time to just commune with me. Lord, and it's really just open up the door. Mm-hmm. Open up the door so that I can hear. Open mm-hmm. up the door so that I can receive. And that's what it is. And I mean, that just kind of, this is like cold water, kind of shocks you back. Mm-hmm. But it just reminds you of how important your relationship is with the Lord.
Yes, it is.
So, I thank God that he impressed that upon us.
Yes.
And, you know, we remarked about it. And just those times we feel like we're so far away from the Lord. I know he said he'll never leave us nor forsake us. You know, he's with us all the time. He loves us with, you know, an ever-abiding and eternal love. Mm-hmm. And so those aren't the issues. So we know what the word says about that, mm-hmm. you know. Mm-hmm. And that he is Emmanuel. He's God with us. So he's never not with us. But And I know it's not in the feeling, but when it feels like we are so far away.
Yes.
And just hearing that just kind of brought it all back.
Yes, indeed.
And kind of just cultivated that portion, you know, that little bit of relationship and what we were speaking about. Mm-hmm. So anyway, we're going to go ahead and start with a word of prayer. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you.
Thank you, Jesus.
For this time, Lord, as we gather around your word, Lord, we thank you for those who are streaming in live with us on today. Lord, we thank you that they are anointed to hear, and we are anointed to speak. And Lord, we thank you for breathing on this word. Lord, we thank you how good this word is. It is life to those who find it. It is health. It is healing. It is medicine to all our flesh. Lord,
yes,
we thank you
Jesus.
That you said that you are our rescuer. Glory be to God.
Yes, Lord.
Lord, we thank you.
Thank you, Lord.
None of us and all of you. Yes, in Jesus' name, Jesus and through name. His blood.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen, amen, and amen.
Amen.
So again, we say we're talking about keeping your heart open to receive.
Yes.
The key to success in life is regularly hearing from the Lord.
That's right.
Shocking.
Yeah, how about that?
If we say that we are living a God-led life, then that means that we need to constantly hear from him.
Yes.
You know, it sounds so simple when we say it out loud, but that's what it is.
It is.
With that in mind, believers must learn to fine-tune their spiritual listening skills so that we can hear what God is actually saying to us.
Yes.
And Pastor Dora blessed us.
Oh my goodness. Yes, he did.
You know, with her messages, just talking about dealing with different types of unbelief.
Yes.
And what she had really, you know, expounded upon was that natural unbelief and you know, that type of unbelief comes out by fasting and praying.
Yes.
And, you know, she was talking about and giving the example, you know, of like when pain had, you know, attacked her body, she was trying to let her body know, listen, I'm already healed. By the stripes of Jesus' bore, I'm already healed.
Already.
And, you know, it's like she said, her body was kicking up. She said, okay, I'm going to fix that. I'm going on the fast, homeboy.
That's right.
So, you know, she said that and went ahead and walked it out.
Yes, she did.
She was letting that pain know, listen, I'm not to be messed with.
That's right.
I'm not to be messed with, and this is how I'm going into it. I'm going into this fast, and you will obey.
That's right.
And, you know, she said 40 hours in, the body was like, you know what? She means business. Yeah. That's right. She means business, because this type of natural unbelief of when you're seeing things, the physical, like the example that was in the Bible about the boy, obviously he had epilepsy, but, you know, it was a spirit, you know, and it was throwing them in, you know, throw them in the fire and throw them in the water and back and forth. And the disciples could not heal him.
That's right.
So they were feeling some type of way in their feelings. And so Jesus is like, listen, how long I done been with y'all? Don't you know how to do this? So, but again, they were moved, not like none of us have been, but they were moved by their five senses.
Yes.
So they were dealing with the natural unbelief.
That's
and so they had... They were in the situation. They were in the pickle, like all of us have been and probably will be again.
Yes.
but how to deal with that. And but that type of unbelief comes out by fasting and praying. Mm-hmm. But that time, what they were essentially doing is fine-tuning their hearing.
Yes.
Ultimately going back to fine-tuning their hearing. And mm-hmm. so when we talk about, like, when we have our fast at church and stuff like that, mm-hmm. you know, I hear it often, not at our church,
right?
But we hear, I'm going on the fast so we can get God's hand to move. Wrong.
Right.
God has already moved.
Yes, he has.
He has already moved. Mm-hmm. So he's done everything. He's given us everything that pertains into life and godliness. Mm-hmm. And we keep putting that out there because we need as many people to hear it and understand when we say that. Mm-hmm. But understanding, he is constantly talking,
yes.
constantly giving direction, mm-hmm. constantly telling us where what we should do next.
Right.
So at that point, it's not, God is not talking to me. Always talking.
He's always talking.
You might want to check your hearing.
That's it.
So even in that, he's constantly talking to us. It is imperative for us to clean up our hearing, which is to get the distractions out of the way.
Yes.
But one word from God can completely change our entire lives. And that is the truth from here to glory.
We've seen that so many times.
And this is only possible through relationship.
That's it.
You know, and mm-hmm. that type of relationship is characterized not just by, you know, okay, the extent of time that I've spent, but the fact that whatever time you spend mm-hmm. is quality time.
That's right, Mo.
It's quality time. You know, I said sometimes, mm-hmm. it happened to me yesterday, I said, oh, Lord, have mercy. But you know what? I am so glad. See, but the thing was, I had to tune up the hearing, but I did so I could hear him.
Absolutely.
Because I said, oh, my Lord, have mercy. I said, Lord, thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, God.
Thank you, Jesus.
That's right.
So, but the point was, I was able to hear,
yes.
constantly talking, mm-hmm. a two-way dialogue. It's not a monologue. Just
that's
me,
right.
Lord, this is my needs. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, mm-hmm. he's an ATM machine.
Right.
Or, you know, genie in the lamp or something. Mm-hmm. This is my list of mm-hmm. wishing for more wishes or something to that effect. That is not what we're doing.
No.
So, mm-mm. anyway, we're going to talk about that. Keeping our hearts open to receive.
Yes.
So, anyway. God wants to speak with us.
Yes, he does.
We must expect to hear from him every day. Mm-hmm. It is God's will that we hear from him.
It is. That is his will.
Yes.
That is his will.
It is his will. Mm-hmm. It is.
They don't think so, but that's his will. And I'm sure he's disappointed when he doesn't hear.
Yes. Yes.
Are you kidding me? I'm here.
Yes.
I'm here for you.
Exactly.
No matter what's going on.
No matter.
I'm always on the job.
Mm-hmm.
Just come to me.
Mm-hmm. 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 That's what it is.
Yes. Yes. I mean, if you don't hear from the Lord, something wrong with you.
You're hearing. Yes, there's something wrong. Yeah.
Something's definitely wrong.
Mm-hmm.
And I can't even imagine going through a day and not hear from the Lord.
At all.
Yes, something's wrong with that picture.
Woo!
Big time.
That's probably, it has to be the loneliest existence and not hearing. Mm-hmm. It is not that he's not talking. That's the thing.
He is talking.
He is talking, like constantly talking. I mean, and he knows what you need.
Yes.
But he's definitely like, you know, got it and gone, dropped it and kept it on the push. Because mm-hmm. he's given wisdom. He's given guidance. He's given direction for whatever it is.
That's right.
For whatever it is.
And he gives you peace on top of it.
That's it.
Yeah.
It's the peace and the rest that comes from him.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah. Because what I can speak for me, but what we have seen is that there is a lack of rest.
Yeah.
People are unsettled.
Yes.
Like all the time.
Mm-hmm.
And they may not realize it. You can see it on their faces, on their demeanor. Like, good Lord, what yoke do they have? Like, what is pressing where, I mean, mm-hmm. people, they can't even smile sometimes. I'm like,
that's
what?
Right.
What is going on? Mm-hmm. What is it that you need to leave at the altar?
Yeah.
What is it that you need to just talk to the Lord?
Yeah.
What is it?
Yeah.
I mean, is it family dynamics? Is it, which often it can be and it is.
Mm-hmm.
You know, is it, you know, is it corporate? You know, is it a job situation? I mean, corporate gets messy.
Yes.
Often.
Mm-hmm.
You know, what's up with that? Is it that's pressing on mm-hmm. you? Or, you know, health or just trying to, you know, be a leader in your home, you know, again, like I said, you know, family dynamics and things like that. It can get yucky.
Oh, yeah.
It can get yucky quick, mm-hmm. but mm-hmm. God has the answer.
He does.
He has the answer.
He does.
So one way to get better hearing involves maintaining a spirit of expectancy and faith.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You know, we talk about the Psalms. We said, I had to believe to see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. I mean,
right.
I had to believe
That's right.
mm-hmm. to see the goodness of the Lord. I have to believe mm-hmm. that he is looking.
Mm-hmm.
Longing, that scripture that we talk about all the time. God is looking, longing to be gracious
yes.
to us.
Yes,
looking
is.
And longing to be gracious.
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
that's exactly what it is. Mm-hmm. That's exactly what he is trying to do. You know, he wants it better for us. But again, mm-hmm. I had to believe to see the goodness of the Lord. I had to believe to see that I'm going to hear from him. I had to believe to see that he has a way of escape
yes.
made ready and available for us. So
yes.
We're going to talk about that today.
Mm-hmm.
We hear God better through prayer, studying his word
yes.
and relying on his peace.
Yes.
Relying mm-hmm. on his peace.
That's right.
And other ways to get better hearing are to pray without ceasing. Now, that does not mean you're praying from 12:01
nope.
to the next minute. That's not what we're talking about.
Mm-hmm.
It is not
no.
that I'm logging time, and that's what I mean. I'm not trying to be facetious, but you know, the super Christian.
Right.
You know, I talk to God all day at Starbucks, at the line, at this, that, and the other. Okay, super Christian. I don't have it right.
Man.
I don't have it like that. I don't have it like that. But the time that I spend with him, as used to say at the old church, the Lord knows my heart.
That's right. That's
he knows my heart.
Yes.
And he knows. He knows what's going on. But you know what? He's still good with it.
Yes, he is.
He's not putting us, you know, under that yoke of bondage.
No.
Of.
No.
You know what? You did not spend 99% of your time with me today. What's your problem? He's not doing that.
Nope.
He's not doing that.
No, it's not.
So, but the point is that we give him that time
yeah.
to tune, to balance, and confirm. Like I said, that means, God forbid, right in the middle of football season, that means you can't watch the game right now, Jesus. But I'm coming back, Lord. I'm going to put the game down. I'm going to turn my plate down and turn off NFL Red Zone. I'm going to turn my plate down, Lord. I'm going to turn off the Red Zone, and I'm going to spend time with you, Lord. I'm going to spend time. But seriously, you know the things that are going on.
Yes.
And you know that they're pressing. And otherwise, not just talking about the drama of it.
No.
Because we talked about that too.
Uh-huh.
You know, a situation comes up, not just sitting in there nursing it.
And rehearsing it.
And rehearsing it.
Yes.
When bottom line is we should be dispersing it.
That's right.
But to the right one.
Mm-hmm.
Telling someone that can do something
about
it. Exactly.
Right.
Not just chewing all over the situation.
Please.
So, but yeah. So finding the balance.
Yes.
Confirming what we hear through the scripture. And that's the thing.
Mm-hmm.
You cannot know God apart from his word.
No, you can't.
You cannot know God from apart from his word.
That's right.
And it's funny, all the things we say, the things that I know you say, and I said, you know, my mom said, or things that, you know, mom and dad would say, you know, dad said, so and so and so and so. But when I make those statements, ain't that the truth?
Mm-hmm.
Didn't my mom say that all the time? That's how we knew her, by her
words.
Word. Yes.
That's right.
We knew her by her word.
Yes.
Exactly.
Yes.
So what would make us think that we also we're not going to be able to know the Lord without apart from his word?
Right.
This is in the beginning that was the word. The word was with God, and the
word
was God. So
right.
how are you going to know him if you don't know the word? You're right. You can't.
No,
you know my J. Mm-hmm. Ma song says.
That's right.
How can you know him?
That's right.
How can you know him? So anyway, we improve our spiritual hearing by refraining from doing something if doubt is present.
Yep.
Hello.
Yeah.
We must seek godly counsel, which means we've got to spend time with the word. Again, I'm not,
yes.
we're not putting anybody in bondage.
No,
we're not saying
not
if you
that.
Don't, you know, log mm-hmm. 99,000 confessions,
mm-hmm.
you know, in a day that, you know, if that 100,000 confession was not logged for the day,
right.
that's what didn't tip you over the edge. That's not what we're saying. So Lord, I tried. I got 999. I'm sorry that I missed the one. The 100,000th confession. He's not locking it like that.
No,
he
not.
Really isn't. It is about your time and your relationship.
That's right.
So, yeah. So anyway, you've probably heard someone say God works in mysterious ways.
Mm-hmm.
That's always kind of weird for me. But anyway,
me too.
We usually hear this type of comment from someone who doesn't know God.
That's right.
Because then I'm offended. I'm offended. And I shouldn't be, but I'm like, what do you mean? Like, what are you doing with that?
Yes.
That's just like somebody telling me that, you know, you don't make a very delicious deep dish apple crisp. I know that they are lying. And there's a special place for them in the lake. No, I'm just kidding. So, no, they are not talking about yo pie. You understand what I'm saying? That's no character. That comment has no character. It has none. Because I know about that deep dish apple crisp. You understand what I'm saying?
Yes, ma'am.
So, this type of mindset is not good. But this type of mindset may be true for the world, but not for believers.
Not for believers.
Because we know him.
Yes.
I know him as a healer. Like I said, everybody knows this face was not right.
Yeah, sure.
And I didn't think it was ever going to be right if I had looked at it head on. But it was the prayers of the righteous that avail much, and the healing power of the word, the healing virtue that healed this face.
Amen. Amen.
So I know him. So I have a relationship with him regarding that.
That's right, Mom.
So when you know him as your healer, as Jehovah Rapha, as Jehovah Rafika, then you have that rapport with him so that you can refute, no, I know him differently.
That's right.
Why? We got something going on.
That's right.
So when you know him as your provider, when you know him as Jehovah Jireh, you can stop that situation. Wait a minute now. Hold on now. I know him as provider.
Yes.
It's a different taste. Because see, now you can't come at me like that because you know, I know he comes through.
That's right.
And this is my testimony.
That's
we
right.
overcome by the blood of the Lamb and the word of my testimony.
Come on now. Right.
So it's different. It's a little bit different.
That's right.
So for those who have developed a relationship with Jesus Christ are led by the Holy Spirit.
That's
and
right.
said, we know that we are the sons of God because we are led by God.
That's
led by the Holy Spirit.
That's it.
How do they know us? We're led by the Holy Spirit. That's
right.
How you know.
That's right.
That's how you know who's who. So God's directions to us are usually crystal, not usually, they are crystal clear and completely transparent.
And that's the truth. You're right.
And God has been speaking to mankind all along.
He has.
But most people don't hear him because they're not listening. They're not listening. So in the Old Testament, God tried his best to get through to people, but they were hard-hearted and stiff-necked. And we heard that time and time again. So however, when Jesus came in his coming, it signaled a shift to a plainer way of speaking. Said, never in all of time has God spoken to us so clearly and distinctly. And I love this in the Passion Translation.
Yeah.
Read that for us.
It says, throughout our history, God has spoken to our ancestors by his prophets in many ways. The revelation he gave them was only a fragment at a time, building one truth upon another. But to us living in these last days, God now speaks to us openly in the language of his Son. That's right.
I love that.
Oh, I think that's pretty clear.
It is very clear.
It
is very clear.
Yeah, that's a good word.
So with Jesus' imminent return, God's messages to us have been taken to, they've taken on a new urgency.
Yes, they have.
And it's true. We see what's going on.
Yes.
We see, like they say, wars, rumors of wars.
Yes.
We see how the time has changed and how things were different. In just 2 years, I'm like, oh my goodness. You know, one of my friends, she was expecting when I saw her. Here, this child is 2 years old and on the way. I said, I hope to see this child before she drives because, you know, the pandemic and everything else. I said, oh my goodness, what am I going to see? I bought her baby clothes. Clearly she's out of them. Kid is walking and on her way. Just how much time has changed and how quickly things are moving.
Yes.
And in that, how the dynamic of many things have changed, but what hasn't changed, thank you, Lord, is God's love for us.
That's right.
That his heart is for us, that he is turned,
Lord.
His face is turned towards us,
thank
and it
Jesus.
Always has been, and it always will be, and that he is yet there.
Yes, he is.
He is yet there.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
And, you know, and that protection for us. And, and so after after his resurrection, Jesus sent the Holy Spirit to be our comforter.
Yes, that's right.
And in Romans 5:5, the New Living Translation says, and this hope will not lead to disappointment.
Lord Jesus, thank you, Lord.
For we know how dearly God loves us because he has given us the Holy Spirit to fill our hearts with His love.
That's right. Mm-hmm.
With His love.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Which again, that takes time. That's a relationship conversation.
That's what it is.
That is a relationship conversation.
That's exactly what it is.
You can't get there without that. But listening to Him strengthens our faith because He doesn't condemn us and make us feel guilty or ugly about it.
No, He doesn't.
He's just trying to build a relationship.
Trying to build a relationship.
He's trying.
He is trying.
Mm-hmm.
He is. Mm-hmm.
Trying to find a way. So you want to go ahead and read this for us?
And most people can't hear God talking because they don't know the Holy Spirit. Mm-mm. Their spirits are tuned to the noisy distractions,
yep,
things of the world, and those who do know the Spirit and are tuned in to listen to His voice, they receive wisdom.
Yes.
Guidance. Mm-hmm. All these are the things that they receive, but the world, it's not found in the world. Mm-mm. That comes from dealing with the Holy Spirit.
Yes.
That's how you get it.
Mm-hmm.
That's how you're able. Mm-hmm. You're tuned in, and that's how you're able to listen, and then you can hear His voice.
Yeah.
That's how. But the world, no, they don't have that. They don't. They also receive peace of mind. These are believers.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Those that are tuned in, that are listening. God gives you, He gives you peace.
Mm-hmm.
When things come up, He gives you the answer, and He gives you peace.
Yes.
Say, you know what? Don't worry about it.
Mm-hmm.
It's already taken care of.
Yes.
It is already done.
Mm-hmm.
Now, just like you say, relax.
Take a breath.
Take a breath. That's right. And it says, and the peace of mind can't be shaken.
No.
You know, sometimes you see people that say, oh, I'm okay. And then 5 minutes later, you see them, they stick back to talking this old trash again. I'm like, whoa. I thought we moved past that.
Right.
And here you come up rehearsing the same thing again. Okay. So I don't know who you were listening to or who you heard from, but it could not have been from the Lord.
No.
Because He brings peace.
Yes.
He brings peace.
Mm-hmm.
And in John 14, 26 and 27, in the Passion, listen to this. And I will ask the Father, and He will give you another Savior.
Come on.
Holy Spirit, Father, Son, Holy Spirit.
Mm-hmm.
The Holy Spirit of truth, who will be to you a friend just like me.
I love it.
Just like me.
Mm-hmm.
And He will never leave you. The world won't receive Him because they can't see Him or know Him.
Nope.
See, they got to see. They move by the five senses.
Mm-hmm.
But you know Him intimately because He remains with you and He lives inside you.
That's it.
That's how you know. That's the difference.
Mm-hmm.
He's living in here.
Mm-hmm.
But see, He's not living in them. So no, they don't know. They don't know His voice. They're just looking at you like something wrong with you. What'd you say? Oh, I don't know what that means.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But our body's the temple of the Holy Ghost.
It is. And He's abiding in us. He's living in us.
Yes.
That same Spirit.
Same Spirit.
Same Spirit is in us. Hearing directly from God instantly cuts through the noisy confusion and spiritual clutter that's all going on all around us. Mm-hmm. And you know, it's some trash and stuff going on. And I'm telling you, and if you don't allow the Holy Spirit to speak to you, settle you, quiet you down, say, it's okay.
Mm-hmm.
It's all right.
Yes.
You ain't gonna make it.
Mm-mm.
You're not gonna make it. But see, believers have this advantage over everyone else. Mm-hmm. John 10:27 in the NLT says, my sheep listen.
Yes.
To my voice.
Mm-hmm.
I know them, and they will follow me. See, I was thinking that last night. I said, now the difference to me, listening and hearing, like you could hear some noise outside, and you say, man, what is that?
Right.
Because you heard some kind of noise.
Mm-hmm.
But to be listening to it, you shut everything else down and say, I'm going to sit here for a minute and see what, you know, what this is. See, if I can, see
like
that's
the helicopter.
Listening. Yeah, like the helicopter. You know what I mean?
Exactly.
So it's a big difference.
Huge.
Than just hearing something
and
listening.
Yeah, it's different.
Yeah, because listening means you're going to get just deeper into it.
Mm-hmm.
You want to find out what really is going on. So you paying close attention.
Closer attention.
Say, I want to know what's going on, what's being said here.
Yes.
I love that. Mm-hmm. God never wants us to wonder what He is saying.
Mm-mm.
When we're listening and following His lead, we'll always hear Him clearly.
Yes.
And distinctly.
There you go.
I don't know the Lord. I hear some people, I don't know what the Lord's trying to tell me. What the Lord trying to tell you?
What's the matter,
What's the matter with Jesus? So you got to be kidding me. You're going to say something stupid like that. I don't know what he's trying to tell. Are you kidding me? We talking about Almighty God?
Yeah, we know.
You don't know what he's trying.
Yeah.
Go ahead, move.
But it's true, because we hear that often. I'm not sure if this is me. I'm not sure if this is God. I'm not sure if this is the devil. Okay.
Oh.
So let's roll it back. First Please. Of all, you already know. That's why you're asking. That's number one.
Mm-hmm.
Number two, you do know. You do know.
They always try to throw
I know. They try to throw that out there. But what was you said? What's the parrot said?
You know.
That's right. You know. So no, they know. There's okay. no mystery involved in discerning God's plan for us at all. Exactly. Yes. For I know the plans that I have for you, says the Lord. They are for good and not for a, not of disaster.
There you
Hello,
go.
That's Jeremiah 29:11. It's
that's
not
right.
like that.
Mm-mm.
And this is in the NLT. Mm-hmm. But it's to give you a future and a hope.
Yes.
And God isn't angry with us. He's about giving us good and good things.
Yes.
Not a punishment. So Mm-mm. he has good things on his agenda for us. Not
that's
the foolishness.
Right. That's
so
right.
Believing this gives us hope. That's what yes. we're looking for. Like a compass, that's never wrong. The compass is obviously pointing in whatever direction.
That's right.
I'm not so good at that. But anyway, nonetheless, exactly. What's the Bible say? Wrong way, wedding sense. But yeah, that's what navigation is for. But hearing from God always points us in the right direction.
That's
exactly.
Right. That's right.
All we need to do is listen for him. We'll never be confused when we let him guide us.
That's key right there.
Him.
Let him
and listen to the song that we at the old church, where he leads me, I will follow.
That's right.
And it's true. Where he leads me, I will follow.
Mm-hmm.
But again, that mm-hmm. is, Lord, I thank you.
That's right.
Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path.
That's right.
That's what we need.
Yes.
But that comes from hearing. And that hearing is what allows us, that hearing and spending time with the word of God keeps our hearts open to receive the provision.
Yes.
Keeps our hearts open to receive the healing.
Yes.
Keeps our hearts open to receive the wisdom.
Yes.
Keeps our hearts open to receive that progressive move, that moving forward.
Absolutely.
That restoration of relationships, that restoration of peace that we keep talking about. The
yes.
peace is, that is, listen, peace is so costly. What was the end of Equalizer? The I guess the new one with Denzel. And he says, what, you know, when he's talking to the guy, this oligarch, he's like, well, what do you want? He says, you want peace? He said, it's very expensive.
Yeah.
Peace is very, very expensive. He's like, but let me know what, because your peace is everything.
It is.
It is everything. It when is. You don't have peace, you can have all the money in the world, but not having peace.
That's right.
I mean, you, in the Bible, talk about Nebuchadnezzar, this idiot's out there eating grass.
Yes.
Listen. Mm-hmm. You know what he was doing? He was doing Meatless Mondays. But no, what that was, like, legit. This fool had all that he needed to have, but he's out there eating grass because peace is everything. It's everything. But anyway, we're going to continue with keeping our hearts open to receive the word of God, the word of God, the peace,
yes.
the understanding, the nothing broken, the nothing missing, the shalom of God.
Yes.
We're going to get back to that. So God bless you,
God bless
and
you.
Thank you for joining with us again.
Yes.
We'd like to thank you for joining us in our service on today. And before we leave, we'd like to give you the opportunity to accept Jesus as your Savior. It is as simple as ABC. I accept God and acknowledge the sins in my life. I believe that Jesus died on the cross for my sins, and I commit my life to you. If you said that simple prayer, we believe that you've been born again. Welcome to the family.